Chapter 2. Reading. Page 19. Educational Visits. Joyce wanted to have some articles in the school newspaper about educational visits to other countries. She asked some older students to write these articles. A Wonderful Year in New Zealand by Tammy Luo.
If I went to New Zealand, would I be able to understand people? This was the question which first worried me when the American Field Service program accepted me. I stayed with a New Zealand family in Auckland for 1 year. At first, I found that communicating was quite difficult, but my hosts were very patient, and they helped me to learn fast. As part of the program, AFS students try to tell people about their own culture. I took many photos and postcards of China with me, as well as some simple Chinese books. I gave a talk about China to some classes in school, and I even did some simple Chinese cooking. It was a wonderful year. I learned about a new culture, and I became more confident.
Visiting the Poor in Thailand by Edwin Sue.
Last year, I went to Thailand for 10 days. The trip was funded by World Vision, which helps people throughout the world. I went with another student and 2 reporters. The aim of the trip was to see the problems for ourselves. We were deeply affected by what we saw. There is a big gap between the lives of the rich and the poor. In some areas, we saw families living in rubbish dumps. However, the Thai government is working hard to improve the situation. The trip was actually quite hard work, but it was a very valuable experience for me. It has shown me how fortunate most of us are here in China.
Scholarship to Japan by Sylvia Wang.
This summer, I was fortunate to win a Japan Airlines scholarship. This enabled me to visit Japan for 6 weeks. For 5 weeks, all the foreign students lived in a hotel and attended Japanese language classes. We also had classes on Japanese culture, including flower arranging and the art of tea making. We went on sightseeing tours and visited a television station. After the first 5 weeks, we visited Kyoto, the old capital of Japan, and Yokohama. We stayed with friendly families in these cities. I thought that if I went abroad, I would make many new friends. This turned out to be true. I met and talked to students from Korea, Brazil, and Australia, as well as many Japanese. I left Japan 3 months ago, and since then I have kept in touch with my new friends by writing letters.
Listening, page 21. Form filling. Stanley has won a British Council scholarship to Britain. Listen to the conversation between Mrs. Rickson and Stanley. Pretend that you are Stanley. Fill in the information on the form below. Hello, Stanley speaking.
Hello, Stanley. This is Mrs. Rickson from the British Council. I have some more information for you about your trip to Britain. Have you got a pencil and paper ready?
Yes, I'm ready, Mrs. Rickson.
Right. Well,
First, your flight details. Your flight to Britain is BA26. It's on Friday, the 28th of July. It leaves at 2300 hours. That's 11 o'clock at night.
BA26 on Friday, the 28th of July. 2300 hours.
And that arrives in London at 5 a.m. the next day.
5 a.m. on the 29th.
Right. Now, coming back, you'll leave London on the 30th of August at 14:30. And you'll arrive on the 31st at 10:30. And that's on flight number BA32.
Leave on the 30th at 14:30. Arrive on the 31st at 10:30. Flight number BA32.
Right. Now I have the details about your host family. You'll be staying with Mr. and Mrs. Clark. That's C-L-A-R-K. And their address is 40 Milton Street, 40 Milton Street. And that's in Dorking.
How do you spell Dorking?
D-O-R-K-I-N-G. Dorking. It's a town in Surrey. S-U-R-R-E-Y. It's about 20 miles from London.
Right.
And I have their phone number here, in case you need it. It's
01306 right
880860
880860
That's it. Just a few details about the family. Mr. Clark is a dentist. And they have two children. There's a son, aged 14, and a daughter, aged 10.
A son, aged 14, and a daughter, aged 10.
Yes. And about your school, you'll be going to a school called Box Hill School.
Box Hill. B-O-X.
Yes. Box Hill. Two words. You will have lessons from Monday to Friday, from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. So you'll only have lessons in the mornings, and in the afternoon you'll have activities.
What sort of activities?
Oh, there will be some sightseeing tours, and lots of sports, including tennis and basketball, and you can also do horse riding if you want.
It sounds great. I've always wanted to try horse riding.
Good. Well, that's all I know at the moment, Stanley. I'll ring you again in a few days.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Rickson.
You're welcome. Goodbye, Stanley.
Goodbye. That's the end of Oxford English Shanghai Edition, Students' Book 9B, Cassette 1, Side A. Thank you.